Morning, it's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, Kirby, and myself present. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the minutes, looking for a motion to approve the February 2nd, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee.
So moved.
Support.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, moving on to budget management and control amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Budget Management Control Law sets forth requirements to be followed by the Oneida Business Committee and the Oneida Fund Units when preparing the budget to be presented to the General Tribal Council for approval. So on November 24th, 2020, the Oneida Business Committee adopted emergency amendments to the law in response to the COVID-19 pandemic to provide that in the event that the nation proclaims an emergency in accordance with the Emergency Management Law, which prevents the presentation and adoption of the budget by the General Tribal Council, the Oneida Business Committee shall adopt the nation's budget. So these emergency amendments were set to expire on May 24th, 2021. On April 28th, 2021, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion to direct the LOC to have emergency amendments to the Budget Management Control Law to remove much of the budget process and deadlines and leave it simply at a budget should be adopted by September 30th, 2021, and direct the LOC to continue working with finance to get the Budget Management and Control Law amended. So the Budget Management and Control Law was already on the LOC's active files list for the development of comprehensive amendments. So additional emergency amendments to the law were then sought to address the nation's non-compliance with the budget development process and deadlines contained in the law. So the emergency amendments to the law removed much of the details of the budget process requirements and deadlines and instead provided that the treasurer shall develop the necessary guidelines and procedures, including the specific deadlines for the nation's budget development process to be reviewed and approved by the Oneida Business Committee. So these emergency amendments to the law became effective on May 12, 2021 through the adoption of Resolution BC 51221C. So these emergency amendments were set to expire on November 12, 2021. So the Oneida Business Committee then extended these emergency amendments for an additional 6-month period through the adoption of Resolution BC 111021B. So these emergency amendments will now expire on May 12, 2022. So while the emergency amendments were being processed, the LOC was also working on the development of comprehensive amendments to be adopted on a permanent basis. So the LOC has held 18 work meetings to develop comprehensive amendments to the Budget Management Control Law. During the development of these amendments, the LOC has collaborated with the nation's treasurer, chief financial officer, assistant chief financial officer, budget analyst, and strategic planner. So on November 3rd, 2021, the LOC approved the initial draft of the proposed amendments to the law. So overall, the proposed amendments to the Budget Management Control Law will revise the name of the law from Budget Management Control Law to the Budget and Finances Law, expand the purpose and policy of this law to address other financial policies and procedures for the nation beyond just the budget process, eliminate the strategic planning provisions from this law, instead providing simply that the Oneida Business Committee should develop and adopt a strategic plan, broad goals or priorities for the nation that the budget should reflect. The amendments will clarify the authority and responsibilities of those individuals who play a part in the nation's budget process. It will simplify the budget process and procedure contained in the law in an effort to improve the nation's compliance and provide more flexibility to adjust the budget development and adoption procedure to meet the nation's current circumstances. And it will include new provisions which address unbudgeted expenditures, obligated future expenditures, capital contributions, grants, debt, employment, and labor allocations, and unbudgeted positions. So on November 15th, 2021, the LOC made some updates to the draft in the legislative analysis and created a public comment period notice and forwarded the Budget Management and Control Law amendments to a public comment period to be held open until February 2nd, 2022. So now typically the Legislative Procedures Act requires that the LOC hold a public meeting where people can come in person and provide comments on proposed legislation or ask questions, and then hold open a public comment period for an additional 5 business days where an individual may submit written comments or questions on the proposed legislation. Now, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, we've been unable to safely hold an in-person public meeting. Oneida Business Committee Resolution BC-12821B, updating public gathering guidelines during the public health state of emergency COVID-19, prohibits indoor public gatherings when the COVID-19 case activity rates, percent positive rates, and the transmission rates within Brown or Outagamie counties exceed low, as identified by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. So we have not been able to meet those requirements yet to hold an indoor public gathering. So the nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team did address the issue of not being able to safely hold a meeting through its March 27, 2020 declaration, suspension of public meetings under the Legislative Procedures Act. So this declaration suspended the Legislative Procedures Act requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period, but still allows members of the community to participate in the legislative process by submitting their written comments or questions on the proposed legislation to the LOC via email during the public comment period. So although an in-person public meeting was not held on the Budget Management and Control Law amendments, a public comment period was still held open until Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. On page 8 of your packet, you'll see the public comment review memorandum. So this document serves as a tool for the LOC to use when they review and consider the public comments that were received as required by the Legislative Procedures Act. So if you look at that memo, it is organized by topic. So immediately after the comment divider in bold, you'll see any relevant excerpt from the law. That's followed by the verbatim comment received, including the specifics of who made the comment and whether it was oral or written. So at this point in time, they're all written comments. Next, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. Here's where I provide the LOC and the reader any relevant background information on the motivation or purpose of the law, any in-depth explanation of the provision of the law, and any potential options for how to consider the comment. So then the last section under every comment is the LOC consideration section. So this is currently blank, but it will be filled in with the LOC's discussion and decision on how to address each comment. So the LOC will be going through and reviewing and considering each comment that was received. And then when they make their decisions, the LOC consideration section of the document will be filled in, and then the completed memo will be placed on another LOC meeting agenda. So after the memo on page 26, you'll find a redline draft of the Budget Management and Control Law amendments that was available during the public comment period, and that's followed by a clean draft on page 44. So then on page 55, you'll find a copy of the submitted written comments that was included in the memo. So we're now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to accept the public comments and public comment review memorandum and defer to a work meeting for further consideration.
So move. Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? Kirby?
Clarissa, just for clarification, how many days did we allow before the public emergency? How many days did we allow for written comments in the past?
Before, it used to be we would hold an in-person public meeting, and then the public comment period would be open for 5 days after that.
And then currently, we're leaving those open for public comment for how many days?
In this case, it was an especially long public comment period due to just the scheduling of the Gully Wee Sox publications. So the LOC approved the public comment period materials, and we posted it on the website and the Oneida Register on November 15th. And then the public comment period closed on February 2nd. So we had nearly 2 months of time where people could submit written comments or questions on the Budget Management and Control Law amendments.
And I just wanted to clarify that, because I think at times when some of the comments come up from staff or departments that relate to some of these issues, that I know are the LRO goes above and beyond allowing people to submit comments. So I just wanted to that to be noticed.
Thank you, Kirby. Larry?
Yes, to speak to, and I hope I don't get an echo here.
You might have to turn your little bit.
Specifically by intention relative to page 4 of 18.
Thank you. In regard to the fixed card charge coverage ratio, the nuance, if you will, written comment is that subject to interpretation. Truly, it's not. We use a gap foundational format that's, you know, precise relative to audit procedures. It's by clear definition a risk management provision. The notion that we would exclude that is problematic. On many levels. The essence of the control element of the Budget Management Control Act is to create boundaries, including underwriting debt service. Naturally, that debt service logically has to be paid back. Just like your household, to give abstract, there's not any ceiling with a, you know, credit position in your household, and that's true with any organization, including our tribe, our community. So that's why it's in there by definition. You know, certainly we wouldn't run up our credit cards, underwrite excess in terms of a mortgage. That's all got to be predicated on income level. So the idea that that is ambiguous or subject to interpretation, I would say that's contrary to gap-based calculations of those particular ratios. So I just want to clarify that. And decidedly, to have the BMCA be effective and meaningful, that language needs to stand, as I believe the LOC is willing to do so. But I did want to give some, I'll call it, viewpoint of why it's in, the justification of that language, and as a boundary, again, certainly, as I mentioned, on a personal level, there's limits to our credit. There's certainly limits to any organization on the liability side of our balance sheet. And that's why the purposeful reference is in the BMCA to create those limitations. And then finally, some of the tribes who didn't observe boundaries in terms of underwriting debt service have had issues in terms of meeting that debt service if there's ever extraneous or existential economic challenge, most recently the pandemic. But going back arguably to 2007, 8, and 9, those of you who are here recall the banking crisis as well. A lot of credit defaults. So we never want to hopefully ever get our community into that position where we would default on credit, I would hope, and that's why it's stated as such in the BMCA. And of course, amendments can always be provided at a later time, but I just wanted to give the context of importance of why it's in there, so that we do have limits on the credit card, that there is a ceiling, that if we take mortgage, credit card, and or other credit instruments on a comparative basis, we do that purposefully with some boundary. And the multiples, pre-banking crisis, pandemic, I think the potentiality is to lever up to excess. And, you know, we never want to be in a situation where we default on a credit instrument. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Any other questions or comments? Actually, you can keep that one, Larry. Okay. If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the Wellness Court Law, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 57 of your packet. So the request for the LOC to develop and adopt a wellness court law was carried over from the last term and originally submitted on December 20th, 2017 from the Tribal Action Plan Laws and Policies Subcommittee. On October 7, 2020, the Legislative Operating Committee added the Wellness Court Law to its active files list. So since October, the LOC has held 11 work meetings with a group of representatives from the Oneida Nation Judiciary Trial Court, Oneida Police Department, Tribal Action Plan, Behavioral Health, Department of Corrections, and the Legal Resource Center to work on the development of the law. So the LOC also participated in a three-day Tribal Healing to Wellness Court Planning Initiative training presented by the National Association of Drug Court Professionals in November 2020. So the purpose of this Healing to Wellness Court law is to establish the nation's Healing to Wellness Court to offer intensive case management, treatment, and court supervision to individuals who committed an offense directly or indirectly related to a substance abuse or addiction issue, provide access to holistic, structured, and phased substance abuse treatment and rehabilitation services that incorporate culture and tradition, create intergovernmental and intergovernmental collaborative teams to interact with each participant, and encourage and support each participant in the goal of their recovery to lead lawful, productive lives free of substance abuse and addiction. So it's the policy of the nation to bring together community healing resources with the nation's justice system to work collaboratively with intergovernmental and intergovernmental partnerships to reduce the abuse of alcohol and other drugs and drug-related criminal activity affecting the nation's community in an effort to promote lifelong substance abuse recovery and the reintegration of participants into the Oneida community. So a draft of the proposed Healing to Wellness Court law can be found on page 60 of your packet. So the Healing to Wellness Court law will establish the Healing to Wellness Court as a division of the trial court and delegate the authority to that court. It will delegate jurisdiction to the Healing to Wellness Court for matters related to substance abuse and addiction and any matter arising under this law. It delegates authority to the Healing to Wellness Court to collaborate and enter into intergovernmental agreements with other courts of competent jurisdiction that exercise concurrent jurisdiction. It establishes a Healing to Wellness Court team, which is comprised of a trial court judge, court coordinator, Oneida Police Department officer, a representative from probation, a substance abuse treatment provider, a representative of Oneida Culture and Heritage, and any other member as determined by the team. And it also provides how any revisions to the composition of that team are made. It delegates authority to the Healing to Wellness Court to establish policies and procedures governing the operation and implementation of the Healing to Wellness Court program. It provides that all Healing to Wellness Court team meetings and hearings are closed to the public and held in accordance with the policies and procedures created by the court. It provides that the Healing to Wellness Court is a non-adversarial forum where the Oneida Judiciary Rules of Civil Procedure and the Oneida Judiciary Rules of Evidence do not apply, and it provides that the court is not a court of record. So now that we have an initial draft of the Healing to Wellness Court law, we're ready to move on to the next step in the legislative process, which is the development of a legislative analysis. So a legislative analysis summarizes the law in plain English and provides additional background information on the development of the law and the legislative process. It provides how the law relates to existing legislation, its effects on existing rights, protections, and enforcement. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the Healing to Wellness Court law and direct that the legislative analysis be developed.
So move.
Support. Motion by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none, so all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Moving on to new submissions, the Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee bylaw amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 63 of your packet. So the Oneida Nation's Veterans Affairs Committee is asking the LOC to consider adding this item to the active files list for the purposes of amending its bylaws to revise the definition of active duty in the section of the bylaws governing the membership qualifications. So active duty is currently defined in the bylaws as having served 181 days or more of continuous active duty unless discharged early with less than 181 days of active duty because of a service-connected disability. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee bylaw amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
I can take the sponsor if you want.
Motion made by Jenny. And she would be the sponsor, I guess. And then seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. This time I'm looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:19
a.m. So move.
Motion by Marie, seconded by?
Support.
Jenny? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thanks, everyone.